Welcome to the Cashflow Legends Podcast with your hosts, Nate, Brandon, and Brock. Remember, our insights are not direct financial advice, so consult with your financial team before making any decisions based on the topics discussed in this show.
All right, welcome to Cashflow Legends. I got my guys, Nate and Brock here, and I am excited to... Guys, I feel like it's, I said this right before we started. I'm excited to be here because we've had a little lull. I went on a vacation. We had a few trips out of town. So I'm never, I'm always stoked when we're going to meet again. And I don't realize how we've been apart from each other till we get ready to have a meeting. I'm like, I feel like I hadn't seen Brock in forever. And it really has only been like a week, maybe a week and a half. I don't know. Yeah. But that just tells you how much we spend time together and we like to enjoy each other's company. All right. So today we're going to talk about something that has had an impact in each of our lives individually, but definitely from the point of business growth and mindset. We're going to give credit where credit's due. The mindset and the concept and the literature comes from a man named Dan Sullivan, who he has a company called Strategic Coach. And one of his concepts and thought processes is ask who, not how. Now, I remember when I read that and heard that the first time, probably 6-7 years ago, it was a rather new concept to read about and think about, but it has kind of become ingrained in everything that I do. So I want to first have each of you tell us and everybody listening what that means to you. And then let's kind of drill down into ways that it's practical and how it could benefit somebody from, you know, being a boss of a company, running a company in real estate, running your household. You know, it really is relevant anywhere. So, Brock, why don't you start us off on what ask who, not how means to you and your background with it?
My background with it would be that a lot of us have a bunch of how problems. How do I do this? How do I accomplish this? How do I fix this? And instead of us bashing our heads against the wall, constantly trying to figure out how, when we get stuck, all we have to do is ask ourselves, who could help me fix this how problem or do this how problem or figure out the answer to this how problem? And when that happens, we can find the expert who knows exactly how to do what we need to do. And then we can get past this problem a whole lot quicker and move on with the life that we want.
You know, the word life hack comes to mind, and it's kind of an overused term, especially in the business culture, in the personal development, all that stuff. But when we think about hiring a coach, you know, that is a life hack because we get to sort of jump over all the failures along the way that they had to experience. So now they come to the table with more knowledge. You know, they can come to the table and say, hey, you know, there's a landmine right there. Don't step on it. Cause you notice I'm missing a leg. That's why, you know,
or I got a limp.
yeah. Something like that. So from just a coaching perspective, like having a coach in whatever you need to be better in is just extremely valuable, but then taking it to the level of just the people around us. So when we're thinking about the hows that we have, we can get bogged down to a very unhealthy level thinking about how we're going to accomplish something. Oftentimes, when you ask who, the answer comes pretty quick.
All right. Those are both really good jumping off point. So I'm trying to listen to this as if it were the first time, because I recognize that many people that come to our podcast, this is all new to them. So we just touched on hiring a coach. We touched on asking who, not how, and we have a bunch of how problems, but it's very possible that 70-80% of the people that listen to this have never been in a position yet to understand the value of hiring a coach. It's very abnormal thinking. So I want to encourage people listening, even if you can't wrap your mind around finding somebody and paying them for coaching, okay, because that's normally going to occur when you get to the level of really wanting to grow, you're going to pay for people's time. That's a good thing. That means that you've got skin in the game and they've got skin in the game and everybody's on the same page. But before then, you have this beautiful thing called the internet. And you can find who's all over the place that give free content to help you begin to learn what you need to have a who for because of a how problem. And it costs nothing, zero, to search YouTube and go, who out there discusses X, Y, or Z? And you will have more than you can wade through. You'll have to just find somebody that seems to resonate with you. Do a little background research, you know, watch an early episode and a new one and see if they're similar or if they've grown. So that's a way to find who's well beyond, hey, I don't have any extra money. How do I go do this? Now, what I've learned in our who journey, Nate, is that the quicker you ask who, the quicker you begin to grow more. Okay. And this is what Nate and I have learned. And I'm going to use Nate and I directly because this comes up often. He or I will be struggling with something that is about to want us, make us want to pull our hair out. And then one of us will go to the other. Who do we know? Finally. And this, I hate to even admit how long this taken sometimes. Okay. Because we're men and we try to do things the hard way instead of the logical, simple way. And then Nate will go, well, we know so-and-so, or I'll go, well, we know so-and-so. We'll schedule a time to get on their calendar. We'll talk to them. And sometimes it's people you have a direct relationship. Sometimes it might be Brock. And then literally, normally less than an hour conversation, normally less than 15 minutes, Nate and I are like, why did we waste all that energy trying to figure out that how problem ourselves? Because literally in 15 minutes or less, they said three things that just blew our mind. Because they are, there's a saying that we like to use a lot, they are outside the jar and they can read the label. Simple as that. We're inside the jar often with our problems and all the hows, and we can't read the label. Okay, or it's harder to read. It's fuzzy, right? So why don't you each share maybe a recent, either a recent or from your past when you were just beginning, story on ask who, not how, that really jumps out to you.
I've got two that are kind of recent. So for me, my business really exploded. I was having a lot of success. And what I found was I'd have 6, 7, 8 meetings a day. And then I'd get to the end of the day and I'd just be drained. I couldn't show up for my family, my friends. I couldn't participate in things the way that I wanted to because I was so drained from the meetings and then having to do all the follow-up emails for all those meetings, and then take care of the tasks that came from those meetings. And one day, Garrett Gunderson, my coach, he was like, well, you know, how much longer do you need to be doing this before you find a who to fix this how problem so you can start showing up for people? And it took me a while. It took me quite a few people. And I never really got over the hump to say, oh, well, I'll just hire somebody for myself. Like, they just need to work for me. I'll just continue to do virtual assistants and hire people part-time and they'll work for other people while they work for me. But then when I finally took the step to the side and said, hey, I'm going to invest in this person. I'm going to find the who that works on my how, and they're an expert at it. They're not just kind of doing it, but they are it. They do it. All my stress and worry went away. And like, for example, I had surgery last week, and this week, you know, I'm moving slower than usual, but I was able to depend on my assistant to not only handle everything while I was out last week, but then also help me while I get started and moving forward into this week. And I think that having a who in your life is extremely important in those aspects. And then another one is, so one of the nonprofits that I'm on a board of, we're new and we didn't have a budget or anything. And they use QuickBooks. And so we had a how problem. How are we going to build this budget? And a lot of them, it had been 2 years where they would have been spending all this time trying to figure out how does the budget work? What do we do? Where do we go? How do we build this thing? And even I came in there for a second and I was asking myself and spending the time to say, oh, well, this is good. This is how we're going to do it. This is how it's going to work. And then I get in there and then I get frustrated by pressing all the buttons. And finally, I was like, hey, this is a good learning lesson for all of us as we start up this nonprofit. Let's take a step back. Let's call our company that handles all of our books and say, hey, will you help us build a budget since you're the one doing our books? And it literally took a 15-minute call for them to say, oh, yeah, it's fine. We can take care of that. It's good.
Yep.
So two things come to mind for me. One, from a physical standpoint. So 2020 was an incredible year for our business. We just saw massive growth in 2020. And I got very comfortable working a lot and really focused on building the business and being active on social media and all that stuff. I was not taking care of myself in 2020. And so at the beginning of 2021, as we often do, we think about things we want to do differently. And, you know, one thought for me was, all right, I need to start taking care of myself. You know, I stepped on the scale January of 2021 and saw a number that I never thought I would ever see unless I was like totally jacked. So I was 197 pounds. For me, that was a lot. I'd never been that. And I didn't even realize like it was just kind of a slow fade over that year. Where I just started letting things slip. So now, anyways, I saw 197 and I was like, heck no, I'm not going to be 200 pounds unless like I'm bodybuilding or something like that. So I had a coach that I'd become friends with on Twitter named Jack Colson. He was one of my first Twitter friends. He was a fitness coach. And so I reached out to him. I was like, Jack, man, I've let myself go, and I need to do something different. And so I hired him and he started pushing me. And, you know, now today I hover somewhere around 173 to 175 pounds, something like that. Very healthy weight for me. I eat right. I feel great. You know, take a few supplements, things like that. You know, I make sure that I get some movement in, whether I'm hitting the gym or just going for a walk or something like that. Like there's movement that's going. So that's one of my who's was not trying to figure out how I was going to lose weight, but just go hire somebody who had already done it and already had a proven track record of success in that. The other who's a little bit different because in 2022, like that was a very difficult year for me. And it made it a very difficult year for our business. And, you know, me and Brandon share a whole lot. So this is nothing new to him. He knows all of these things. He knew that I was struggling. I just had a lot of things kind of hitting me all at once. And he knew that I needed a who, and he knew that he wasn't going to be my who for what I needed. And so he is the one that strongly encouraged me to go work with Garrett.
Yeah.
And man, the work and the relationship that I've had with Garrett has helped me tremendously. And one of the things that I love about Garrett is how transparent he is in his journey. And when you are in a situation where Garrett was a mentor before he knew he was a mentor of mine, you know, I was reading his books, I was watching his videos, all this stuff. Mm-hmm. But once I got to know him personally, I realized like, this is just part of my story, the way it's part of his story, you know, what I'm going through right now. And like, we don't have to pretend like we have it all together. there's value in being vulnerable with trusted people that you have good relationships with. But he just made it very easy for me to see that, hey, this is just part of your story. And you don't realize that most of the people that you look up to and admire and everything like that, most of what you see is just the highlights, baby. You don't see all the lows that they went through to get there, and even the things they still struggle with today. Because what we see is them showing up on social media where, you know, there's a script, there's, you know, editing and, you know, all those things. But once you actually get connected with someone and you have a trusted relationship and they're willing to be vulnerable, and we've shared this before, there's so much value that can be created through that. And I'm incredibly grateful for Garrett, what he means to me, incredibly grateful that Brandon saw that as something that would be important and be, you know, really a life-changing relationship for me to have.
There's a couple of key things that both of you guys alluded to. So I'm going to intertwine that to my journey and a couple of things that I've noticed. So Nate alluded to, you know, this vulnerability piece. So this is for my guys out here that are watching or listening to this. You know, most of us, when we hear the word vulnerable, especially if we've never committed to getting uncomfortable in how we grow, we run. Like, it's a scary word, like for most people, because it means like, am I going to have to hold hands with some guy or sing Kumbaya or sing songs or what? That's not what we mean. What we mean is you develop relationships like you do with your brothers, if you're an ex-ball player, those kind of relationships. If you, you know, led a team, that kind of relationship, whatever it is. And then this trust begins to form to where I can call Nate multiple times and go, bro, you're struggling. I cannot be your who. I cannot carry that burden, because I was probably struggling with something too, because we're all broken. We all got challenges. Always. The minute Adam and Eve did their thing, we have a sinful body that's always going to be fighting this. If we keep it that simple, it's really that true. So Nate, trust me enough because of our relationship, and we prioritize finding the money, okay, to do it, to where we were both committed. The money was just a connection to how committed we were to him finding a path that he felt good about that made us both better. That was it. So this jumped into my head on who, not how. So you have to know a little bit about me to know how much I've changed. Remember, I come from Dave Ramsey. I'm not knocking Dave Ramsey. I wouldn't trade that path that I went on. It helps me connect with people. But I was very budget oriented, and I was very, you don't waste money on anything. So when Nate and I first started Unlimited Life Concepts and started this journey, I didn't want to spend money on anything, much less personal development. But you got to remember, I'd only spent 10 plus years in education. Any personal development you did there, where you were being required to go to it, you weren't paying money to go to it. Yeah, they were paying you for it. So it's a different mindset. So this is an encouragement for anybody that has never spent money on personal development. I'm not saying go spend willy-nilly and just blow money. But if you have nothing in your monthly outflow going towards your growth, you're not going to grow. That could be a gym membership that you commit to. That could be a dietary plan that you're paying for that you commit to. That could be online coaching. That could be, I'm going to buy this course, and even if it's not exactly what I need, I'm going to commit to working and going through it to see if this who can help solve my how problem. Because once you start putting money behind your purpose, then your mind starts realizing, I'm serious about this. I can really get some traction and I can do this, whatever the how problem is. Now, what we often see is the how problem is how do I get from no control of my time to more control of my time to all control of my time? The money's just the conduit to make it happen. So now I can honestly tell people, hey, as you're growing and funding your system for Infinite Banking and Whole Life Policies, let's really take some strategic thought process to what are your how problems that you want to solve? And is there anywhere that we can put some money that you can commit to growing? whether it's, you know, monthly mentorship in something, whether it's you going in person to meet with other people to grow. But we all have how problems. And the reason most of us stay on the financial treadmill or the rat race is because we think we have to solve them all, and we can't. So there are times where Brock is Nate and I's who. I mean, and it's just a simple question sometimes. And what I love about Brock is if he's like, you need to figure that out on your own, he goes, why don't you just look it up? You know, but if it's something deeper than that, he goes, hey, why don't we plan on thinking about this and game planning on it? We have become a who for many people. And it's very humbling. So this is something I've told my daughter, because she is very entrepreneurial minded at 11. I'm like, being able to have who's that you can call is vital, but there's a piece before that that makes it possible. It's the relationship you've had with the who and how you've treated it that then determines if they want to pick up the phone, if they want to be your who. And that is still based off of integrity and character and how you interact with people. So both of you have alluded to great who stories. Are there any other like really important pieces based off of what we've all said that you want to add? Because I think that's, we've touched on a lot there in a short period of time, but anything else you guys have in your mind you want to touch on real quick?
So one thing that came to mind, sometimes we are fearful to talk about what we do. And I'm not talking about just us here right now. I'm talking about people in any profession, anything that they do. Sometimes they're fearful to talk about what they do or let people know what they do because they don't want to come off in, I'm trying to sell you on who I am and what I'm about and all this stuff. But you've got to understand that if people don't know what you do and what you're about, then they're not going to know that you could be their who. You know, it's important for us. Now I'm talking about us. It's important for us, for the people that we're close to, friends and family and everything like that, to know what we do, what we're about, because we have the ability to change lives. And I don't mean that figuratively. I mean that literally, we have the ability to change lives. And we've seen that over the last, you know, 6 or 7 years of our practice and what we've been doing. But the lives that have been changed because of the knowledge that flowed through us to them would not have been possible if we wouldn't have been willing to open our mouth and talk about it.
Brock, did you have something you were going to add?
I was going to say that when you are finding your who, or you're trying to find your who, make sure you do go through like a vetting process. Do they share the same values as you? Do they, have they been where you wanted to go, or do they, are they an expert and have extreme knowledge in that field, or know the people in that place, right, of where to go? So like for me, as example, I'm not worth more than $25 million. But yet many of my clients are worth more than $25 million. But they're open to working with me because some of my experiences of being an investor and how that works at a high level, but also because I've been in this world for many years and I know the experts who've been in it for 10, 20, 30, even 40 plus years that have been in this world. And I have access to that world that they just don't yet. And so when you can vet your who, understand where they come from, what their values are, that's going to help you a lot.
I kind of had a visual of a ladder. And if we're all being really genuine with ourselves and we stop long enough to think about what we want to be able to accomplish, just pure, I'm able to do this, you know, 100 rungs up the ladder is where we envision that we can get today. You know, like I could see myself being there by the end of my career or life or whatever. And we start working towards that. Well, we can walk up each one of those rungs on our own. And there are going to be a lot of things we have to learn along the way. But a who may be 20 rungs ahead of us. And if there's a connection that we can make there, oftentimes they can just show us a quicker way to get up those next 20 rungs just by how we think and the way we interact with how we think, which is interesting because most of the time, one of the who's I hired early on when Nate and I were trying to, I was trying to shift out of the day-to-day back-end operations of ULC, which was a lot of paperwork and phone calls and these kind of things. And I was getting bogged down and it was becoming a challenge to where it was becoming a stress. And I knew it wasn't necessary, but it felt like it. And I didn't know how I was going to take that next step. So as a compliment to Nate as a business partner, he's like, well, let's figure out how we can do this. Okay. So we had to reprioritize how money flowed, right? Because we weren't just overflowing with money at that time. And so we end up vetting people. And I end up hiring a guy named Ari Mizell, who wrote a book. Thank you. The Art of Less Doing. And the Replaceable Founder. Yep.
Yeah.
So I reach out to him after vetting him, reading a bunch. I'd heard him on other podcasts with people that I know. So I'm like, okay, this is somebody that I think has similar values. And we worked together for 6 months. And I'm no longer in the back end operations of our business because of the questions he asked me and the exercises that I still had to do, but he knew why I should do them. And I use that still today for our clients. Many times I use those tools and those resources, and that will permeate through the rest of my life. That 6 months I spent with him asking him any questions along the way. So when you hire somebody, the lessons you learn don't just stop when you stop working with them. They build upon the next lessons and they start becoming the foundation of who you are. And if there's some things you learned that you didn't like, you set that aside and you don't use it anymore, but you take the lesson you have from that and you build on it along the way. And then we just become a newer version, you know, year by year on what we've learned from those who's. And so if you are listening to this or watching and you've never spent time thinking about what how problems you have that you'd like to refine, eliminate, improve, and you've never thought about who could help you with it, that's your homework. Go start Brandon, looking for it. Yep.
Brandon, something I would add here to kind of reiterate what I said, what you said, kind of what Nate said is, one, I believe everybody should have a coach in their life and of the things of where they want to go to and have a who, because we all have how problems.
Yep.
As you go into it, when you first start, you're going to think that all your who's need to be older than you and wealthier than you. The way that I like to look at this is the greatest golfer to probably ever live and probably will ever live is Tiger Woods. How in the world is Tiger Woods going to hire a coach with somebody who's better than him? The reality is he can't, because there's nobody better than him. But what he can do is he can go to those people who are experts in the area of which that he wants to get better. Swing coach, nutritionist, working out, how to read greens. Like those people that are focused solely on that while he becomes the greatest golfer to ever live. And so as you do this, don't be afraid if your who ends up being not as wealthy as you or younger than you.
That's a really, really good point.
Two things. One is, if your coach doesn't have a coach, they probably shouldn't be your coach.
That's good.
Because I don't remember who said it, but the difference between the student and the master is the master never stops being a student. The other thing is, you're probably not going to have a coach that's a one-stop shop for everything that you want to accomplish in your life. Just like you said, Tiger Woods has different coaches for different types of things that he's wanting to do. So find, you know, those specific areas that you want to work on in your life, you know, find coaches in those specific areas.
And this is a real good litmus test to how serious you are about where you want to go. And this is what I mean. If you have a bunch of how problems and you're tired of having those how problems and you're like, I don't want to say I have all these how problems again a year from now, then you start reverse engineering from there how I start solving one at a time, little by little. Momentum builds and it builds and it builds. And then eventually you're able to be in a position. Tiger Woods couldn't hire all those individual coaches when he started his career, you know, as a kid. Their family didn't have the money or the funds or the ability or the travel budget or any of that to do that. It was a lifelong process. So it reminds me of something that yesterday I was talking to a member of ours. And they said to me, hey, I have this how problem. And I said to them, and I stole this from Brock. Okay, so here we go. Brock's younger than me. Okay, I stole it from Brock. I said, I'm not an expert in tax mitigation, but I know somebody who is. I'm an expert in whole life insurance. I can show you how to win with that guaranteed. But I can also introduce you to the who that's the expert in tax mitigation. And we can pair these together so you can win and solve your how problem. And they were like, fantastic, because I was going to find them off the internet and I trust you. So this is the beauty of, and I really believe this is how we were created to interact, guys. We were created to help people and connect people and allow them to meet somebody. And I tell people all the time, if the who I introduce you to doesn't feel like a good fit, don't use them. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Go find somebody else that's a who that fits your rhythm or your approach better. So this is all under the premise all the time of helping people really understand that there's a different way to think about how you think. And I would say 80% more people live their entire life never fully solving all the how problems they have and being frustrated by that. And so challenge yourself to go find a who today and a area that is a how problem that you've continued to have. And shoot us a message, shoot us an email, reach out to us and let us know what you've learned from it. Comment on this. And we'd love to interact on what your thoughts are. Guys, you got anything else before we close it out?
I think that's good.
All right, guys. We hope everybody enjoyed today. Remember, you can reach us at cashflowlegends@gmail.com. Our landing page is right around the corner. If it's not already ready, I'm not sure. I'd have to check with our team, but I think it's close. And also the comments and the likes are huge for us. Whatever the powers that be that built all the mechanics in the background, comments really drive this getting in front of people. And if it's valuable to you, then leave us a comment and let us know what you think. And we'll go from there. We hope you all have a great day.